This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This song always makes me think of the great Pirates closer, Kent Tecovey. The side armor, He was known as a rubber band man.
What?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right. I mean, I'm sitting here going, what? Who? What?
I'm going to show my youth here. The first time I heard this song was on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow. I used to hear it at the skating rink.
I'm going to show my age and tell you I've never seen Guardians of the Galaxy. I like that whole realm of superhero movies.
MCU?
Bro.
Bro, you got to get into
Wade,
it, bro.
Wade's
it's worth it. It's worth
Wade.
It.
And look, my plan is, because I'm not, like, against it. It's not like I'm sitting here going, no, it's a waste of time. I just never ventured there. I'm not, like, a Star Wars guy. Yeah. I never saw Harry Potter. Never saw Lord of the Rings.
You never saw Harry Potter?
Nah.
What?
Man, I just, nah.
That's demonic. Witchcrafty stuff. Demonic.
It's funny. The
cast
whole,
out the demons.
The whole MCU thing. I've seen, like, straight up, like, Iron Man 2.
That's it.
That's about it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Seen
any of the Avengers movies?
Thor? No. Nah.
Yeah, Thor, yeah.
Is that considered an Avenger movie?
No. Okay, Avengers have their own movies.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
In the MCU, obviously, but.
Yeah, no, I don't know, man. But my theory now is that, you know, one of these days when my son is old enough, we'll hop on the Disney Plus and we'll do the whole gauntlet together. You know what I mean? Daughter, maybe, I don't know.
That's actually a nice journey because it'll take you a while.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean?
Especially depending on like when you start it, like, because there's going to be stuff.
Meet me on the couch every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, kid.
Hey, that'll be a great tradition for some years.
Not a big
because it'll take you some years.
You back that one up with Harry Potter, we'll be there until he's 15.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
So. Not a big sci-fi guy myself. I like violent rom-coms.
Give me an example.
I was going to say.
I don't know.
I'm just picturing, like, you know, Russell Crowe and Jennifer Aniston. Just there's like a back love story to, you know, Olympus Has Fallen or something.
You know, I brought up the skating rink. That was one of my biggest childhood traumas. I was like probably 11 years old, and I met this girl.
Yes.
And I was kissing this girl.
Oh, but at 11?
Yeah. But this, I was 12. But this girl I knew and went to school with, she was there, and she went and told all the girls at my school that I looked stupid kissing.
Oh!
Devastating.
That's detrimental at 12 years old, dude.
Oh, man.
Like,
crestfallen.
If you're listening right now, take yourself back to your mind frame
Lisa
at 12
Nunn,
years old.
Lisa Nunn, if you're out there.
Yeah.
How dare you say
And at that
stupid.
Age, something like that coming out, I mean, you lose all credibility.
Man.
And it's hard to get it back.
Oh, but I reestablished it.
I was going to say, it doesn't seem like Rob took long to get it back, though.
I was going to say, you know, what's funny is you might look stupid. There can be worse things that were said in that moment, you know, like his
I was pretty tongue, devastating, you know, though, man.
Like his wow. breath stinks or his tongue is weird or something, you know what I mean? Like
or C, both A and B. Look stupid kissing.
Oh, man.
Hey, Hawks and Clippers tonight, by the way. Atlanta Dang. United. Messi, he's not going to be load management not play on Sunday, is he?
You know what's and Mike Conte's been tweeting about this because they had a game last night. Is it with Champions League or whatever else they have going on right now? And he actually played, scored a goal, but I don't know that he – there was one of their players that left with an injury, and they subbed him out. And so everybody's been keeping an eye on that because Miami has played a lot because they're involved in the Champions League and things like that going on. So, I be curious to see how that all rolls out. But I would expect that he at least gets some minutes. And I was in the house for the playoff game last year where he played and played the whole 90. So it's definitely an experience watching that guy play.
They're going to put his face on currency.
He might just buy his own country for the amount of money he's making.
Just crazy,
yeah,
dude.
Just look, man, just go ahead and buy your own island and, you know, call it the Island of Messi and just move on.
Well, Storm Norton and Brandon Parker are not going to be able to have their own island, but hey, they've re-signed.
Yeah, and look, I get a ton of questions about these kind of guys. This is kind of the role I played when I was here, right? And, being able to be one of these
rotational
guys.
Afterthought.
Right, exactly. No, precisely. Just under the radar. It's not like you're signing back a five-year starter. You're signing back Storm Norton, who has started a handful of games for the Atlanta Falcons and is a good swing tackle. I don't know what they really think of him as a left, but you've seen him play for Caleb McGarry, and that's where I think the corresponding moves that Brandon Parker has signed back. Former very high draft pick and a guy that can do some things. I think they probably, if they had needed a long-term solution at left tackle, that's probably where they would go. But Storm Norton, very, very capable on the right side of that offensive line. Probably a little uptick from Caleb McGarry in the passing game, but just not quite what Caleb is in the run game. But you love to have him back. Love the fact that he's re-signed. You know, a couple of years ago, the Falcons were really hard up trying to find the swing tackle role.
Yeah.
Ran through a couple of different guys and plugged a couple of different pieces in, and then you brought in Storm Norton, and he's kind of stuck since then. So he's a good piece to have kind of in your back pocket in case anything goes south.
Is it an attractive option to maybe bring home David Andrews? Coming off the shoulder, I know. And he's not sure. He says, I'm going to go OTA. I'm going to try to play another year, but, you know, I'll go to OTAs, and I'll know whether or not I still have it.
Well, I know that, you know, he's a Georgian native.
Yeah, went to Wesleyan.
Has property up up near Rome, and obviously I grew up a Falcons fan, so knows everything about the franchise. I don't know that the fit is there for him.
Right.
Here's the thing, and here's why I really struggle with this conversation. I wish the fit was there for him because I wish that the offense would change a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we would utilize more back blocks with the centers and pulling guards and things like that, but we don't. I'm forgetting the guy's name off the top of my head. The Vikings yesterday announced that they would be seeking a trade partner for their center. They brought in Ryan Kelly from Indianapolis, and the guy that, you know, that they have had start at center seems to be on the outs with them. Now, that's a little bit different. That guy is somebody that I could see the Falcons possibly targeting in one of these situations and saying, hey, he's athletic. You know, David Andrews is a great offensive lineman. He doesn't really fit, I don't think, a wide zone scheme, just more of a powerful north and south scheme. And so I don't think that would be an option. But, again, I wish the Falcons would get him and tailor a little bit to him because I think that we could do some different things with a guy like that in the middle. And, obviously, God knows football.
But what a story, though. Undrafted, started week one as a rookie, being undrafted. Couple Super Bowls, 10 years up there in New England.
Yeah.
So he will never have to buy a drink or a meal up there in Boston.
Yeah, and they already kind of said that, you know, when he does hang them up, they'll have a ceremony for him. I don't know that he Patriots Ring of Honor or whatever they call it, but he's definitely one of those guys that couple Super Bowl rings, and what an incredible run for what the outlook was for him. Proved the doubters wrong and was able to make a great career as a captain of the Patriots.
Apparently, he was such an afterthought that Bill Belichick was the only coach that worked him out.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's nuts.
And look, I don't know what the timeline looks like, but Dante Scarnecchia, who's Hall of Fame offensive line coach, was there for him at least the first part of his career and did a great job developing him, as they have with so many other people. I mean, you go all the way back to like Matt Light and some of the other, pieces they've had on that offensive line. Pretty incredible what they've been able to do up there up until very recently.
Well, the sexiest thing out there for the Falcons, Trey Hendrickson. Bengals won a first-round pick. People expressing it's a horrible thought to offer up a first-round pick for him.
Well, he's
30, but, you know.
I think that the way I look at it.
Am I naive
right
on that? I it's a no-brainer for me, but then again, I'm not working in a front office.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not so much about whether or not we think, you know, the first round pick is a value, and obviously the Bengals do, but let's go back a couple of years. Khalil Mack was traded from the Bears to the Chargers, right?
Yep.
And Khalil Mack's value in that one, I believe, was a second round pick, and he was still under contract. Like, there was no extension in the works for Khalil Mack. He's still under contract. I believe they sent him and a sixth for a second rounder back. Trey Henderson's due a massive extension. And so when you pair that with the possibility of a first rounder, that's where it becomes hard to stomach. And, you know, I theorize, and it's written down on here, I theorized with Dylan this morning, if they asked you to pay exactly what was asked of DK Metcalf, is that okay for you? DK Metcalf was traded in exchange for a second round pick, which is 52 overall, and a sixth round pick, and the Steelers got back a seventh rounder with DK Metcalf. And remember, he signed a deal for $30 million a year. So I would say no on the first rounder at this point. And I would say if you are going to get exactly what happened with DK Metcalf, sign me up. 10 times out of 10, I think that I would be able to do that. Now, the Falcons don't have a sixth rounder, you know, to be able to package up with that, but they do have two seventh rounders this year. But again, draft picks are so valuable, it seems, to this front office, this administration, that, you know, I don't know where to go with that. But first rounder next year might be more palatable for me. Just because
I can understand
that. Just because of how thin you are with your draft picks.
And the urgency of this year because of what? I mean, you don't have a third rounder, you don't have a fifth rounder.
And the problem is, or maybe it's not a problem, depends on how you view it, is we talk so much about windows. And all the teams that we're talking about right now that are signing guys to big contracts and big extensions, and we're talking about rookie quarterbacks. We're talking about Caleb Williams. We're talking about Jaden Daniels. We're talking about the Commanders, the Bears, whoever else, you know, Denver, whoever else has a rookie quarterback under a rookie contract. That window will open up for us next season. Right. And so when you look at it from that aspect, does that make you less likely to want to trade a 2026 first rounder? I don't know. But it's definitely something to keep in the back of your mind, because this thing is you're about to slingshot engage with this thing, I think, at least next offseason. And so I think there's still something coming. And if Trey Hendrickson's the move, then so be it. And look, no matter what they pay for him, the city's going to celebrate if he's here.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. You're not going to say, overpaid for him with the first instead of the second. No. Now, you might look back in hindsight and go, man, that was a little steep.
When you're desperate for a position, look at the Steelers' DK Metcalf. When you're desperate for a position, you're going to overpay.
Exactly. Exactly. And I brought this up multiple times this week. He is a player that did not go to a Pro Bowl for his first 4 years and actually developed. Mm. And what can he do with a group of defensive linemen that are young and that need to be developed? Is there a roadmap there? Hey, this is how I did it. I played for multiple franchises, and I developed myself into a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro. here's the roadmap for that. And I think that could change your fortunes at that position.
Why are the Bengals falling into that trap where you just overemphasize the receiver position at the expense of everything else? You see, it never works. And I know what Joe Burrow wants. He wants his shiny toys and how great Joe Burrow played last year and understanding. But, wow.
Yeah. I don't have a good answer for that, man. It doesn't seem like, you know, when you look at the Bills not really emphasizing the wide receiver position for a number of years, although they did sign Khalil Shakir to an extension. I don't know, man. I don't know. It just everybody, every front office has where they hold value at, has the parts of their offense, the parts of their team where they hold value, and that just seems to be where theirs are at. They don't want to break up things for Joe Burrow in the prime of his career and want to make sure that offense continues to be explosive. So.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.